The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord
Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Alleluia, unto us a child is born. O come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Please be seated. Christmas is here again. The light of day proclaims the good news of great joy. A Savior is born to us, a child has been given to us. Last night was mystery, intimacy, shadows, quiet adoration at the manger. Today is about the beauty that is revealed by this birth, about glory and grace made manifest in human flesh. Isaiah tells us that those who proclaim good news are beautiful. The angels who sang Gloria in Excelsis to the shepherds, the prophets who foretold the coming of the Messiah, the gospel writers who ensured that the story would endure. All of these share in the beauty of those who bring good news, who announce salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." The prophet reminds us, and the changeable weather confirms it, that God is truly in charge. God has the last word for us. Isaiah sang of a promise made, redemption pledged, but he didn't know what that redemption would look like. With the dawning of Christmas Day, we celebrate the fullness of that redemption. The light of the morning sun shines on the manger, and we join in the cosmic song of joy. What is the nature of that redemption? It comes to us in the shape of a human being, the Son of God, one who is the truest reflection of God's glory. As fellow human beings, we all reflect that glory, for we are all made in the image of God. But in us, the reflection is blurred, dimmed, and besmirched by sin. Jesus is different and unique. He alone is the exact imprint of God's very being. He is above even the angels of God, the messengers who bring good news, for he is the good news. His glory shines out fully on this day. The coming of Jesus sets the seal on the ancient prophecies. In the nativity of Christ, the promise is not only proclaimed but fulfilled, and we see his glory now on this Christmas day. The good news is proclaimed on the mountains and in the holy city of Zion. It is shouted to the ends of the earth, to Juba, to Damascus, to every place where people long for good news. The song of joy echoes in the realm of the angels and in heaven itself. All of these are the work of God's hands, and all of God's creation participates in the celebration. This is why we were made. To celebrate the goodness of creation and to rejoice in the sovereignty of God. This is celebration on a grand scale, encompassing heavens and earth. But the evangelist John steps back even further beyond angelic choirs and heavenly choruses. He goes beyond the creation itself and offers us a meditation on what pre-exists creation. The eternal Word, co-creator, who was in the beginning with God, who is fully identified with God, the cause of all things, the light that shines in the darkness. This is John's understanding of the nativity of Jesus. No humble birth in a stable here. This nativity story reaches back to before time and space, to the pre-existing light that was and is and ever shall be. This light is beyond our human comprehension because we are only human. We are given signs that we can grasp. An angel's message, a teenage girl, a stable, a star. The star shines in the night sky and leads us to a child in a manger. But the star is visible to us only in the darkness, as the prophets shone out in the darkness of the world before Christ. Just as the prophets showed us the way to Zion, so the star showed us the way to Christ. In the cold light of day, the star is no longer visible to us. But we know that it's still out there, along with myriad other stars, shining as the prophets' words shine. Just as the stars dim in the light of the sun, so the prophecies dim before the light of this birth. This morning, as the sun shines on the great good news of Christ's birth, what will lead us to Bethlehem? What will guide us to the source of the promise, to that which was before all things came to be? No star for us today, but a word. The word of God, spoken, proclaimed, begotten before all worlds, shining in a darkness that cannot comprehend or extinguish it. The star we saw last night, spotlighting the baby in the humble manger, has grown and spread to encompass all the world as the dawn lights up the whole horizon and gradually spreads to illuminate all that is before us. The Word has come into our world, has spread beyond our horizons, has taken up residence in our hearts, displacing the darkness of sin, despair, and ignorance. In the beginning was the Word, with God, in God, through God. Today the Word is made flesh and dwells among us, full of grace and truth. And we know that Word, we know that grace and truth through this sacrament of Holy Communion, the great gift that we share at his table. How beautiful are the feet of the messenger who announces peace. But the Word brings beauty beyond beauty. The angels sing of glory, but the Word brings glory beyond glory, grace upon grace. The best gift we unwrap today is packaged in beauty and glory and grace. It is an incarnate Word that brings light and life and joy to all people. And so we too join in the song of the angels. Alleluia. Unto us a child is born. O come, let us adore him. Alleluia.